I know you're already sick of it, but Christmas is on its way. And in America, they all say that as soon as Thanksgiving is done, that's when it's okay to put up your Christmas decorations.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to tell me today, where does Christmas come before? I got a guess saying the bear is white, which is a different North Pole riddle. Some of you just want to be cheeky. Some interesting logic coming through from quite a few of you. And you get half a point in the sense that people are going from the day after Thanksgiving.
Ah, I got you.
Because now Christmas is coming next. Thanksgiving is only next year.
Spot on.
So right now, Christmas is coming before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. That is a fair loophole many of you have found, but it's not the answer I was looking for. And those of you who got the answer I was looking for, fifth place today goes to Brian. Fourth place is Sharon. Munin, you're third today. Jonathan is in second place, and she's beaten you all again. It's Jill Mills in first place. But now, one of the names that is usually in the top five is Kiki Gush, our 11-year-old prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiki's dad is one of the correct answers that came through today, and we had to get him on the line. Grant?
We lost him.
Well, that was Grant Gush. That was the sound of his hung-up phone. But, of course, Eugene, okay, we're just going to have to throw it to you now here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Eugene?
Yes.
When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
I had to think about it, and I literally wrote it out, your whole sentence, and I realized it's in the alphabet.
Mm.
So it's C before T. So the letter C alphabetically comes in before the letter T. That's when Christmas is before Thanksgiving.
Interesting. So would you say that the alphabet could also be quantified as in the dictionary?
Yes.
Well, Eugene, you know, I mean, your brain is in a beautiful parallel universe many times. But sometimes that Venn diagram overlaps. And today, Eugene, you are correct. There it is.
Wow.
Christmas comes before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
In the alphabet.
Yes, boy.
Also in the dictionary. I accepted both. So.
Yo, I was popping. squeaky bum time.
Well, he started the week off on a high. Is he going to do 5 for 5 or is this a flash in the pan? We'll find out tomorrow. Well done to the rest of you who figured out it was just in the alphabet.